Carry kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky. Ew, I just licked the microphone. That was gross. And I have my favorite guest here, Ryan McIntosh.
Cheer. Am I on? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. You are on.
I can't hear
Coming
myself.
Coming in hot.
Can you turn up my headphone? Because I can't hear myself talking. Then.
Can you hear yourself?
Hello. Yep, I can hear myself now a little bit. I just don't feel like I'm really... Turn me up a little bit more.
Turn you up.
Oh, yep.
I
hello.
Keep licking the mic.
That's
gross.
Awkward. I don't
bad.
Feel very radio-y right now because I can't. I don't
can,
feel like.
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself a little bit.
I can hear myself just a little bit as well. Hold
is
on.
It, is that weird?
I will fix it.
Fix that.
Can you hear more?
Check. A little bit.
Can you hear more?
A little bit.
Hello. Hello. Check. Can you hear? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Good? It's all right. It's okay. I mean, not really, but. Not really. Yeah, not really.
Okay. Well,
well.
How's your day been going?
My day's been cool. I had a frig class. That's what it's called. Which I don't really pay attention in, so I feel like I get the same out of it if I just was to stay home and go to sleep and
yes.
go to class.
I agree.
And then I went and worked out. I lifted a couple times today.
Awesome.
Trying to get that beach body intact. Feel me, beach body.
Yep. I feel you. Trying. Working hard for that beach body.
Yeah, you've been doing insanity, huh?
This is my third day of insanity. I've actually worked out 2 times for 3 days. Does that make sense?
Is that good?
Like, I worked out in the morning.
Okay.
I went to the gym. And I did insanity later.
Okay.
Which is good for me because
so
I don't have
like
a lot of time.
2 days, except 3 days in a row.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I'm going
good for
to
you.
Continue it.
Good for you.
Until I have the ideal body. Until I look like a Victoria's Secret model.
You know, genetics-wise, I don't know if that's possible for everybody. I think there are like select few of the population that look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to look like one of those guys on the cover of, you know, the Hanes boxer briefs thing where he just...
Oh yeah,
his package is loaded,
and you got the like penis lines.
The V. I don't think it's called penis lines.
I call it penis lines because it leads to your penis.
Well, obviously to my genitals, yeah. yeah. So I'm working on that. You know what? Kudos to us because I'm working on that too. So
we're gonna look so hot this summer.
I probably won't. MK probably won't either. So.
Screw you. I am going to. I swear to God, I am. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. No, not really.
I'll sport a great smile. That's about all I got. I did win
and
best.
And a great personality. You got that.
Right? I did win best smile senior year of high school. Shout out to Rogers High School.
What did I win in high school?
Nothing. Moving
no,
on
I,
to the topics.
I got life of the party.
Life of the... That's pretty good.
Most likely to be life of the party.
That wasn't me at all.
Yeah. Yeah. At least I didn't get... something weird, like some people got like best socks.
Yeah,
you know those people.
Awkward.
You never want to say that. Oh, I got best socks in high school.
Yeah, not a good look.
No, definitely not. So that's all just class and lifting and getting that beach bod.
Yes, trying.
Nice,
trying. So
nice.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I had a pretty mellow day.
Tell me about it.
Kicking it. You know, just the usual. It was kind of rough, but...
What class did you have today?
I had organizational communications and PR and marketing.
Sounds boring.
You know, it's actually not that bad because I have a really cool professor and I'm in class with a bunch of lax bros, so I just laugh at them. No, I laugh with them. Just kidding. But yeah, it's pretty chill. Tomorrow I have my bio lab.
Cool.
Yep, and I have work, and that's all.
Well, let's get into the nitty gritty of things.
You know what we always talk about, the huge.
So, for our listeners out there that wherever you are, somewhere, alone, probably cold, probably single.
Probably in a dark place right now.
Probably have nothing else to do.
Besides listen.
Besides listen. You know, but I would listen if I... No, I wouldn't. Anyways, for all our listeners out there, tell us, kind of, MK, what's been going on with you, how you feel. Kind of give us a quick sum up. Don't give us a 30-minute spiel, but like the little 3.5 tops minute spiel about what's going on. And then let's get into it and talk about it.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to be open about it because I have a radio show and I'm a comm major, so I'm supposed to talk about my feelings and problems, right? That's what makes good radio. So here we go. I have a boyfriend and we we're not on the best of terms right now, at least from my opinion, my view. I just feel like I could have used a little more sensitivity in a situation that I was going through and I didn't receive it, and I feel like I give a lot and I don't receive, and that's where it is right now, and I don't know what to do. I want him to want more. I want him to be with me and want to always, you know, always be that boyfriend figure. So let's talk about it. Let's figure out what the hell I'm going to do to make this shit better. What do you think?
Well, sometimes guys just don't care that much.
Yeah, I figured.
And that's kind of unfortunate because I think in a relationship at all times, one person is going to like the other person more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of what it sounds like right here. You're giving more, you're doing more, you're offering more.
So at this point, you think that I'm the one that likes him more?
Not necessarily likes, but you're the one who's investing more.
Uh-huh.
So when that's the case and that's not reciprocated, you kind of feel shafted because mm-hmm. that's the first thing you think of is, you know what, I would do that for this person.
Yeah.
And which is, it's not wrong to think, but it's kind of tough because you're not that person and they're not you and you guys are two different people. So to go and put that on them immediately is not okay. But for his lack of sensitivity and consideration in that moment in which you needed for him to be there and to be that, at least to show some kind of human, you know, empathetic quality. He didn't show up and he dropped the ball there. And so he has got to do something within these next few days to
make it up,
to kind of make amends.
I think, you know, what do you think about girls going to guys with their problems? Do you think it's just something that should never be spoken about with guys? Do you think girls, you know, getting emotional in front of guys or girls going to guys wanting to get an emotional response is stupid? Do you think girls should just focus, like, take that up with their girlfriends?
I don't think it's stupid because I've been in situations where I've gone to people to get something out of them, to, you know, we've all kind of been in that position
where we want
someone to feel similar, someone to show some empathy, someone to you know, throw us a little pity party with them. And I've kind of grown and learned, and over this past year especially, you know, just stop whining and stop complaining. But that's just me. And so whenever I have something I need to talk about, or I have an issue, I go to the person I think understands me the most first.
Yeah.
And that's my big brother, Niall, for me. And I go to him and I just tell him my spiel, and he gives me his honest and opinion about it and how he feels. Or sometimes he just sits there and he listens and he nods and says, you know, I understand a little bit. And then I'm good. Typically, I'm good. And then I move on, or I talk about it kind of in a much smaller scale, to a much smaller scale with my friends.
Yeah.
But I don't. If I had a lady friend, I used to kind of run to her for everything. I wanted her to be my support. And when you have that, your significant other as your backbone, as your safety net, and you're not married, it's kind of tough because, you know, you're just dating.
Yeah.
And that makes things a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think at this point, when it comes to situations where I am going to get emotional about it, or if it comes to situations where it doesn't have to do with my significant other, at this point, I guess I'd feel more comfortable talking to a girlfriend about it.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Because girls are empathetic. Girls, you know, obviously are more emotional. And they'll see where you're coming from, I guess.
Yeah, I just think that you got to have that kind of go-to person. Because no one wants to feel alone, especially when they're, you know, in suffering or, you know, in triumph or whatever you want to call it. No one wants to be alone in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of tough. So if you got some faith that you go to, or if you, whatever you do, find a way to feel all of that.
Yeah.
And then to let it all out and to move on.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how you go. I know I do that with my big brother, and I just kind of let him know what's going on. And I try to just, you know, after that, just bite the bullet, suck it up, move on, and it's on to the next. Cause I got things and stuff I got to take care of.
Got stuff to do tomorrow. Got stuff to do tomorrow. What do you think about couples getting in arguments?
What about? Be specific.
Just what do you think about couples getting in arguments over stupid things?
Well, I mean, give me an example. So let's just talk about a situation.
Okay, let's talk about a situation. One of my friends gets in a lot of... Well, they're both my friends. They get in arguments a lot over stupid little things. For example, last night, I think it was, my girlfriend was in the shower. And she asked her boyfriend, "Can you hand me my face wash in my room?" And he couldn't find it, even though she told him where it was. And he was getting frustrated, and they just started arguing over it. And it just turned into a big blow up. And then, you know, other things were being put into it. And then they didn't talk for the rest of the night.
See, that's the key. Other things were being put into it.
Yeah.
Usually with arguments like this, it's never just the...
It's never really what happens. It's
never the issue at hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's always some kind of underlying... or residual conflict that's barreling over into this situation, or the, I don't know, the emotions from the last situation kind of weren't dealt with, so now they're just blown up in this one, and that's how they're getting out.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing to do, and to deal with that, is just you got to effectively communicate things, you know, of how you feel at the time. And that can be tough. I'm the worst at that. I don't tell anyone really how I'm feeling all the time.
Are you a stubborn person? When you're when you fight, are you stubborn? Because I know that is my biggest downfall. I am so stubborn when it comes to fighting. As soon as I either think I'm right, or as soon as I'm upset, I kind of just shut everything out. And it's more about, well, I want to say what I have to say, and I'm not really listening to what you have to say. Because I want to say what I have to say.
Yeah, that sounds pretty stubborn to me.
Yep. I think that's a problem that most couples have today. At least my friends, the friends that I was telling you about, they're both so stubborn, and they can't accept when either one of them is wrong.
Yeah, a big thing called pride.
Yeah.
Pride will kill a relationship just because, I don't know. If you can't let your guard down, you can't admit that you're wrong, you can't be human about it, then that's just going to get in the way.
What do you think about jealousy incorporated into fights?
I think jealousy kind of just stems from insecurity. I had psychology class earlier this week, and we had an interesting conversation about jealousy and envy. And jealousy is being afraid of losing something that you already have,
mm-hmm.
And envy is wanting something that somebody else has, or wanting more of what you have, kind of to a greater degree. So jealousy, an example would be, you know, losing a significant other. Like, oh, I don't want to lose them to this. I don't want, you know, you're getting jealous of them. Envious is oh, I want a bigger house. Oh, I want this kind of car.
Yeah.
You know, something that you don't particularly have.
Have you ever been jealous before in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because I was so stinking insecure. I just, I didn't think highly of myself. So I didn't think that that person thought highly of me.
Yeah.
So I assumed that they thought higher of everybody else. And that became a problem because I was always questioning and being funky about stuff. And then things go south from there. And it's not a fun situation when they don't, you know, call or text back when you think it's appropriate and you're not understanding and you try and manage, control the situation. And it just kind of goes south.
I would say that I'm more of an insecure person than a jealous person. I'm not really the kind of person that would be jealous if I see, you know, a hot girl. I'm gonna agree with a guy like, yeah, that girl's hot. She has nice boobs, and go on from it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more of a mental insecurity. I feel a lot of girls struggle with thinking, okay, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, he's not the perfect guy that I see in, you know, Ryan Gosling playing in The Notebook. I want him to be more like that. And girls get insecure and they think, why isn't he doing this? So I think that could be incorporated into arguments, girls letting their insecurities come out, and then it kind of, they don't want to admit to the guy I'm insecure, because every girl wants their man to think, oh, my girl's so confident, she thinks so highly of herself, she thinks she's sexy, blah blah blah, because no guy wants an insecure girl. But girls always bring into fights, consciously or not, their insecurities. And it could be through something stupid over, you know, what kind of, you know, drink he got for her,
mm-hmm,
or something like that. I think that's a big part in how a girl's mind works when it comes to fighting.
I can't speak on behalf of a girl because I am not fact.
What do you, female. How does a guy come? What's the guy perspective of where guys come from when it comes to arguing and fighting?
I don't know about all guys, but for me and for most other guys,
good God.
I know, right? We just don't want to be in a prickly situation. That's just uncomfortable territory for us. We don't want to have to deal with being in that uncomfortableness. We want things just to be simple and neat and clean. And girls always want to get all frilicky, frolicky about.
And detailed.
Yeah, yeah. And guys are just like, man, I really just want to move on from this and not deal with it. Unless it pertains to them. Then guys are head and shoulders, you know, deep.
You know what girls want more than anything during a fight? They want to start an argument, kind of walk away from it in a dramatic way, and they want the guy to come back in.
Yeah, see, I'm not into games because I'm...
Girls, I can tell you, girls want that.
See, I'm stubborn, and if you want to play too cool and you want to be like, you know what, F you, I'm done talking, you don't talk to me, and you want to say that, I really won't talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, I really won't speak to you.
That's the problem with girls. Girls think that guys are just going to run back, and... I know that I've had that problem. I'm like, where the hell is he? Like, why isn't he coming? Why am I sitting here in the rain by myself?
I'm too stubborn. If you say, you know, get out of here, I hate your guts, and you say a bunch of mean things and you want to blame it on an excuse that, you know, I'm an impulsive person, or I didn't mean those, I was just mad. You know what? No, that's fine. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
So I've been on both ends of that in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know. Insecurities. Do guys feel insecure?
Yeah.
Does it happen? Does it get incorporated when guys fight? Like, do you think about your insecurities when you're fighting, or do you think about your insecurities when, like, a girl doesn't text you back?
You know what? This is really interesting. I think we should go to song and come back and dive into
the mind of a guy and insecurities and maybe what guys do with that girls really aren't aware of. And I'll be happy to spill my guts and to tell
what
I know.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you for getting that show, that break for us, because we're going to go to a break right now and we'll come back. Make sure you stay tuned, because we are going to go into the unknown world of a guy's mind with Ryan McIntosh. So stay tuned. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. And here is an amazing song for everyone to listen to. Which one is it? Oh, this one. No, not this one. This one. Eargasm.
Oh,
And we're back.
That was so nice. Right? That was perfect. Right with like the little drop in the Coldplay song.
Yeah.
That's actually a Coldplay dubstep song. If you want to know how to find it, you can go on YouTube and
can you not give shout outs to YouTube
Coldplay
right now?
Coldplay Clocks Stop. Rogue Dubstep Remix.
Stop.
Okay, people love my dub. I can't
Nobody
help it.
Nobody cares about your dub.
I can't.
Speaking of shout-outs.
Speaking of.
I'd like to give a big shout-out to one of my best friends, Brittany Johnston, who is listening right now. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, Brittany.
Love you. Miss you, Britt. Hope all is well. And we
miss
had a,
you.
She has no,
no
idea.
I'm not allowed
no.
to say that?
No.
Why not?
Because this was our moment, and I tried to make this special, and you
did
just...
Did I ruin it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Britt.
Can I call her Britt? Don't call her that, because you don't know her. And you just kind of took a big poop. I'm going to shout out.
Keep it real, Britt.
Can you please stop? I'm asking you very nicely to please stop talking about her.
Okay,
this
go.
Is my friend.
Finish
from,
it. This is my show.
This is my friend.
This
from,
is my this show.
This is a genuine friend from grade school.
This is my show. I have been nursing this show.
I understand
for
that.
2 years. This
I understand
is my baby.
You've been nursing and milking and nurturing and
breastfeeding
and potty training, whatever you do to the show. But this was kind of, you know, I wanted. I'm just, you know, a guest here, and I just wanted.
You know,
to,
you're spending more time complaining about it than actually doing the shout out.
Well, if you would stop talking,
you're the
I could
one
finish.
Talking. Finish your freaking shout out,
Brittany. You know how I feel.
You know how I feel.
That's it. Moving on. So what were we talking about?
I'm sorry. I have to.
What were we talking about?
Thanks for listening, Britt.
Stop. All right.
We are talking about the inner workings of a man's head.
Which one?
The one on top.
On top of what? His shoulders?
Yes, the one on top of your shoulders. Okay, not cool. The one on top of your balls.
Wait, that's where you've seen... The head of the penis was on top of the balls. That's an unpleasant experience for you.
I meant a penis on top of the balls.
The penis is on top of the balls. Have you ever been with a guy before?
Oh, God.
A penis is its own separate entity.
I'm such a virgin. God.
Oh, me too. Anyways, so what goes on in a guy's head when what? When what?
Insecurities when
ugh, too
every
many of them.
Everything oh, girls think that guys are just the cockiest assholes ever, but I think Ryan is about to unveil the secret.
You know, I think when and it starts off when you're young, because you know when you're like in like fourth grade, you don't realize if you're ugly or tall or fat or short, you know, unless someone makes a note.
Do you remember me talking about how ugly
yeah,
I was
yeah.
earlier?
MK, you were a special case.
When I was 12?
You were a special case.
I was an ugly tween.
Yeah.
Anyway. Keep going.
So, like, when I was a little kid, I was just like, yeah, play fighting, swords, battleships, kickball, four squared,
Barbies,
dodgeball.
Brats.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know,
whatever you were
do.
Into.
But as soon as you start having these weird, uncomfortable feelings for people of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever floats your boat,
What grade was that when you started?
I didn't really like a girl until like something funny.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I didn't really like a girl until like probably what was it, sixth grade? I liked a girl.
That's when I had my first boyfriend, Robert Gonzalez. Yes. Like, I have to say it like that because he's Mexican.
Cool. He's probably really weird. I don't know, it was like sixth grade, and then you start figuring out, then you, when, I think the moment hits is when a girl that you like somebody else, and you're like, what the F does he have that I don't have?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you start looking around, and then you get to junior high, and kids start getting facial hair and muscles.
And that's girls like, start getting boobs.
Boobs? Girls were so hot in like eighth grade.
Right.
Geez, shout out to jean skirts. And Hollister hoodies. Right?
Shout out to jean skirts and leggings with lace on the bottom.
Oh, leg warmers. So hot.
And my skater shoes and Hot Topic laces.
Flip flops were so tight.
Yeah, the plat, like, not the rubber ones.
Yes, so tight.
The Abercrombie and Fitch ones.
And so that's kind of where it started for me, especially because I was like, man, I'm lanky and skinny, and my body's all awkward shaped.
and my voice is all crackly all the time. And girls like all the white kids because they have the cool, you know, Abercrombie polos and cargo pants.
And your head's on top of your balls.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I was pretty normal down there. But I didn't hit puberty till like ninth grade, I want to say.
Is that really late?
That's kind of late. Like when I, yeah.
You know, it's weird because I feel like I still haven't hit my bloom when it comes to the top area.
MK, I really don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking
about? No, I'm just going to move on. So, I was a skinny kid. I'm still am a skinny kid. I'm lean. I like mm-hmm. to say lean. That's mm-hmm. a much nicer word than the S word.
Skinny?
So, moving on.
That's a mean
can
word.
Can you shut up?
You're bony. Skeleton-like. Skeleton-like. That starts with an S.
So, you start comparing, and then you get in a situation with your girlfriend, you know, when you get to young adult age. And you're like, and maybe a situation about another guy comes up. You see her flirting with another guy or her always talking hanging out with another guy. And mm-hmm. you're kind of wondering, you know, what the heck? So why, this is what it sounds like. Why were you, hanging out with Joe the other day?
Oh, what? we're lab partners.
Oh, you're just lab. So why are you lab partners with Joe?
Because we got picked by the teacher.
Oh, okay. So, like, why do you have Joe's number?
Because we're lab partners.
And so it kind of goes like that, and then you wonder, you know. So, did you text Joe about the lab, or was it like, can I see what you guys were talking about?
We were talking about the lab and our dogs' names.
Oh, so you guys are kind of discussing like if you had dogs. You know, what you would name them and stuff.
We were actually talking about how we were going to have sex later.
You know, see, and you just blew it. That was not even cool.
What age were we talking about?
We were kind of now.
Oh, my God. This is my teenage
You're
song in the background.
You're ruining this right now.
Wait, can you listen to the song? This is a perfect song for the back.
The song blows.
This is your insecurity song.
No, the song blows.
I know, it's really bad. It's really bad, but I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. So guys do a whole lot of comparing. They want to know why they're not the best man in the world.
See, I feel like girls do that more than guys do, and then guys are like, why is she so clingy?
No, that's only if he really doesn't like her, or that's if he feels like she's not as good looking as he is. That's a big factor. If a guy thinks that he is better looking than the girl he's hooking up with,
yeah,
she will become clingy. And he will not.
That's annoying.
Yeah. But if the girl is way finer than him, like way uh-huh. better looking, then he's going to start getting insecure.
What if they're like both like sixes? Solid sixes.
Well, then they'll probably get married.
No. You think so?
Yeah. Or they're just spending their time fantasizing about sevens, eights, nines, and tens.
You're right. That's a good call. What do guys really get insecure about? Like,
you know what?
Body wise?
You know what bothers me? Is when I'm sitting down, you know, and maybe a girl goes, this situation with my friends that just came up. Mm-hmm. The guy came on TV or something, and she was like, oh, he's really hot. Like, he is hot, you know? And guy doesn't want to hear that another dude is hot, but girls don't think anything of it.
I do that all the time.
You know what? And that's, you know what? How is the person you're sitting next to, how's that going to make him feel?
Like I say, like.
You have a lady boner, lady wood. For another man on the television, and if he was there in real life, you would have a real life Ladywood.
Yeah, I say that a lot. Like when the preview for Zac Efron's new movie comes on, I go, oh, jizz. Is that weird?
Yeah, a little weird.
Is that inappropriate?
I mean,
not inappropriate, but would that like make a guy uncomfortable?
Yeah, if I was dating you and you said that around me, and Zac Efron came on the TV and you were like, oh, jizz. I'm like, what the F are you talking about, dude? First of all, he's not that fine.
Beg to differ.
Second of all, is he fine?
Wait. You cannot say that Zac Efron is not fine.
He looks like a girl. He's super metro.
Wow.
Yeah.
If anybody is listening to the show right now who disagrees with Ryan, please call the station number 415-482-3587. I'd love to hear you bitch out Ryan about how hot Zac Efron is.
Lonely High School Musical loving girls
that wish they were in the ninth grade still. They're going to call in and say something about Zac Efron. I'm moving on about Zac Efron. But if
I wish, I wish I was in High School Musical right now.
You probably do. If we were dating right now, and
I know the dance moves.
So and so, Paula Patton, who's bad to the bone, by the way, I would drink her bathwater. If Paula Patton,
that is dirty. Did you just think of that saying right now?
If Paula Patton came on the TV and I was like, "Oh my gosh, Paula McIntosh," and that's how I felt about her, you'd be like, "Hey, what am I doing here?"
Paula, if you said that, yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be a swift, like, backhand to the face.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
My point exactly.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like saying, like, oh, jizz, and Paula McIntosh is completely two different things. You're talking about wifing her. I'm talking about boning.
Exactly.
That's completely different. I should be more offended by
boning is to guys is what wifing is to girls. That's pretty equal.
Yeah, but we're saying if I said
Paula Patton boner jizz sleep, then
that would be more appropriate for a guy to say than a girl to say. What I'm saying is more like a guy, and what you're saying is more like what a girl would say. And like if I said
the context does not matter.
Like if I said, oh, Mary-Kate Efron,
yeah, I would still be mad. Because that means you want to marry him and bone him.
Hannah Reese wants to slap you in the face for talking shit about Zac Efron.
Tell Hannah Reese to get a life.
She has a great life.
Hannah Reese is tight.
Yeah, I know.
That's my boo cakes. She's cool.
Your boo cakes?
That's my boo cakes.
So if you
tell Hannah Reese, one.
She's listening. So you can talk to
Hannah,
her right now.
Hannah, I hope you're listening right now. First of all, don't laugh. And you need to stop calling me all these mean names.
She's not calling you names.
She was calling me the meanest of names yesterday. And I'm just in the gym trying to better myself. And she's making fun of me the entire time. You know what, Hannah? You know what? That's not nice. And you need
to wants to slap you in the throat right now.
Well, too bad she can't come down to the studio and do that.
I'll do it for you, Hannah.
So suck it. No, MK, you won't. Because if you did, then I would choke you out. And then there'd be one person on the show. And it wouldn't be you.
We could have a DJ battle right now, and I will kill you.
Can we get back to the topic at hand?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're getting very sidetracked tonight.
So, with this whole insecurity thing, I think, one, you just kind of... Because there's always going to be someone that's attractive. There's going to be another attractive person in the world at some point.
Well, yeah.
And it's just kind of how you deal with that. So, if me and MK are dating, and she thinks Zac Efron is hotter than me, which I might disagree with, just kidding. But if she thinks Zac Efron's hotter than me and I'm kind of with her, then I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just effing date Zac Efron? If Zac Efron, I would ask questions like, you know what? If Zac Efron was here in this room today, right now, would you make out with him? And you'd probably say, yeah.
If I was dating a guy and if James Franco, oh, God help me, walked into the room... I can't believe I'm saying this. If James Franco walked in the room, and if my boyfriend was there.
Was there. What do we?
No. That's not what I mean. If I was with a guy, and if I liked this dude, I wouldn't do anything.
Bull crap. What if he said, you know, MK, it's okay. Go ahead.
Then all for it.
Yeah,
all speed ahead.
See? The thing is that you really, 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 really want to, and you're suppressing those feelings. And that is almost as hurtful as actually following through with it, because at some point those feelings are going to boil over and your animal human instinct is going to take
what
over.
What if we just had a threesome? That'd be okay, right?
No, I'm not trying to see another man's willy go into my girl. That's not cool at all.
Then we can, you know, do some
blindfold action. No,
that's why I never date you. Wow, I'm hurt.
You should be hurt.
I'm
you know what?
So
because
hurt.
If freaking Ryan Gosling, James Franco, Zac Efron, and Chris Brown walked into this building right now, you'd have an orgy with all four of them. And you'd get down. And I'd stand here and watch.
Is this if we were dating or if I...
You know, MK, let's just move on. Okay, my feelings are hurt. Let's just move on.
Because you just said if you said that I could go full speed ahead... I mean, why
would
I?
I would hope that you would have the heart and soul and have some kind of feeling that you would say, you know what, Ryan, you know what?
But I just said that. I said, if he came in the room, I would say no. And then you said, no, you know, it's okay. Go ahead. You just gave me the go.
And you still have to say no.
That's bull.
You still got to say no.
Would you say no?
Yeah. I would say no for my wife. First of all, my wife will be the baddest woman on the planet.
Okay, first of all, I didn't know we were talking about wifing up. I thought we were talking about girlfriend, boyfriend.
Like, how long have we been dating?
4 months.
Yeah, do I like her a lot?
Yes.
Is she potential wifey?
Undecided. Well, TBD. TBD.
Well, then. No, because that would sabotage the relationship. The relationship would be over after that. She's not letting me get down free of charge.
Do you think a threesome would sabotage a relationship?
I'm never having sex with another man next to me. That's not ever happening in my lifetime. I will not see another man whip out his Yankee Doodle and have a day with the woman that I have mad feelings for. That is just
never
happened.
What if she really wanted to do it?
Then I'll break up with her and she can go do her thing.
But what if she was wife status?
Then you know what? She's divorce status at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
No threesomes for you in the future?
No.
All right. Well, that's the first I've ever heard of a guy saying no to threesome. What if there were two girls? Yeah.
I don't know. It would kind of make me... I'm always about the motive and the reasoning. So what in the world, honey, babe, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Muffin.
Boo bear.
Honey cakes.
Sugar tits.
I don't say that one at all.
I like that one.
I don't say sugar tits.
Spicy nips.
Nope. No spicy nips either. I would just wonder, hey, dear, darling, why would you want to bring another woman into the equation when you are more than enough woman for me?
What if she was bisexual?
Then you know what? Then go be bisexual with somebody else. I'm not the dude.
You wouldn't want to date a bisexual girl?
I'm not wiping up a bisexual girl.
Why not? What if it's not bisexual, it's bicurious?
Oh my gosh. No. Because if you're bicurious.
There was a little hesitation there.
Because if you're bicurious, you're bisexual.
No. You just want to explore your surroundings. Explore other people's surroundings.
So what's the difference between that and bisexual?
Bisexual is knowing and being able to at all times saying, oh, yeah, I want to have sex with that girl. Oh, yeah, I want to have sex with that guy after. But being bicurious is saying, you know, I wouldn't mind getting down with a girl.
No, that makes you a little, your door swings both ways in that one. You're batting at both sides of the plate.
No. I think college is a time for a girl to experiment.
I think college is an excuse for a girl to do whatever she wants and have any repercussion
for it. I think college
is
an excuse for a guy to do whatever he wants. Guys get away with murder in college.
That's because girls let them. And your response to that is?
Rape.
Yeah, exactly. I'm correct. Whatever. I think we should go to one more song break.
Yeah, let's go to song break because this song is really awesome. All right, this is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. We'll be back talking about more shit.
Thank you.
right, welcome back. That was another one of my amazing dubstep remixes. Not my own ones that I pirate off the internet. So
did you say pirate?
Pirate?
No, you said pirate.
I did not say pirate.
You said one that I pirate off the internet.
I did not, but it's okay. That's your ears are obviously not working. So we were, before the break, talking about how insecure Ryan is.
We weren't talking about that. We were talking about pre-Ryan to now. We were talking about Ryan in junior high. Okay.
Oh, that was junior high.
Junior high and high school.
I see the signs now.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Shut the frick up.
Shut the frick
up. I want to know, MK.
Yes.
Well, you're kind of a slut.
Lay
so
it on me. Yeah, I'm a whore.
This won't Big really whore. Apply to you, but maybe to some of the nice friends, the church-going friends that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. God the Father, Mary, Joseph.
My name is Mary.
How does a guy know when to give a girl, you know, the first kiss that they share? How does, because I just feel like it's kind of tough for guys to read.
I mean, when was your first kiss ever? When was the first time you
going laid
your
into
lips?
My junior year of high school?
That was the first time your lips touched another girl's lips on her face.
Other than my mother, yeah. Or my aunt. Or my grandma. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry. You know, a little slow getting there. Okay? A little slow at the gates.
I guess you were correct that I am a big slut because my first one was sixth grade.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't count.
And
really.
Seventh grade. Eighth grade.
Slut.
I am a huge slut. I'm
so what are the signs?
Kissing slut.
What are the signs and symptoms?
The signs, like what does a girl do to show?
Yeah, like how does a guy, because I'm tall, you know, and usually girls are down there, like, you know, 5'5 range. And I got to go all
first
the way down.
First of all, there's a lot short of, girls suck.
There's a lot.
So you should never date a short girl because they suck.
That's a lot of air time for me, you know, room for an air for her to back out and be like, whoa, and I can't live with that embarrassment, you know?
I think that the best plan, I mean, not plan, the, all right, let me think about a situation that I was in where a guy was coming in for a kiss.
And you didn't
I guess kind of like the.
I don't want to give her a kiss and have her not want it, you know?
I guess kind of the pre-kiss touching, you know what I'm saying?
What if you're two individuals and you're standing?
Well, obviously you guys were hanging out before it came to this point.
Because I know the sitting down, the whole thing, the touching, yeah, that's easy. But if you want to, you know, be a spontaneous movie scene kiss, you know, maybe you guys are standing at the park.
Then just go for it.
You just go for it? What if she's like, ooh.
I feel like a lot of guys, maybe not. I don't feel like you're one of those guys that's super awkward that wouldn't be able to get, you know, a girl. But there are some guys that just go for it when they're mixing signs. But I feel like you would know when a girl is interested in you. Do you feel no?
Yeah, but I'm the kind of person that takes really, really calculated risks. So I'm never going in. The only time I'm going in is when I know 100% for a fact it's going to work out in my favor.
You just got to take a risk.
Yeah.
Because what, honestly, what's the worst that can happen besides her just saying no?
She's like, ew, get out of my face. Tells all her cute friends, and then I don't talk to girls for years.
Then you just change your name and move. It's not that hard.
See, that seems a little complicated.
No.
Save face. You know
no,
what?
No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because it's not like you're, I mean, you might weigh 300 pounds, have really bad body odor and acne all over your face, but you have a good personality. And I think that really shines through for a lot of girls. They might not want to touch you, but they'll want to hold your hand. I mean, they might not want to touch your face or your lips, but hand holding could be a very,
you know, I am big into hand holding.
I feel like that's a good one for you.
The interlacing.
Or maybe
intertwining of the fingers really does it for me if she has on good fingernail polish.
Maybe the butterfly kisses.
With the eyes?
With the eyelashes.
Or the Eskimo kisses.
The Eskimo with the nose.
With the nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are gay.
Okay, honestly, I think if you really want to kiss a girl, I think I don't know what's sexier to me, but just going for it and doing like a movie scene kiss, just like out of the blue, just going for it. Cause it shows that you're confident, you know, it shows that you really like the girl if you're willing to take that risk.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. You know what? I'll take that one for what it's worth. I'll put that one in the bank.
And if the girl isn't into it, then okay, problem solved. You don't have to waste any more of your time.
Yeah, true. True.
Because that'll solve the problem of having to go in to all these games about, does she like me? Does she not?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one hit home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could do that with guys. I wish girls could, like, do that with guys.
Man, I'm waiting for the girl that is, because I see it all the time in TV shows and movies, and this has never happened in real life for Rye. So I'm waiting for the girl who's just gonna be like, ah! And just grabs my face and kisses me.
Grabs the back of the head.
But she's got to be someone that I really want to kiss me, because I really don't want to kiss a lot of people. Like,
that's why girls don't do it, because girls are a lot more insecure than guys are.
Yeah, and that probably won't. I probably won't go well. But if you're out there and you know that I'm feeling you and I like you, I'm digging you, and you just lay one on me, then I'll be more than appreciative.
Yeah,
for your efforts. Even, you know what, even if I don't like you, and you're cute and you're funny and you're nice, you know what, it can be a friendly, you know, lip sharing experience.
I don't see why there's such a big deal with kissing. People make the biggest deal of it. I mean, I could see if someone had herpes, it would be a problem.
That'd be a problem for me.
But you know, kissing with herpes is always a no-go.
So what if your boyfriend kisses another girl? He just kisses her. Just, hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look in your face. That's a problem. That is a problem. Because you're wondering, you know, again, what are his motives?
If she was ugly, I would be okay.
What if she's way finer than you?
I would be mad.
Yeah. Well, that's where we end up.
Yeah, but out of relationships, just, you know, friendly. I do like friend kisses. Like, I'll kiss my girlfriends on the lips.
That's because you like girls.
You're right. I'm bi-curious.
Yeah.
I'm not bisexual. I'm bi-curious.
Yeah, that's just an excuse for you to get your rocks off in some kind of way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting any anyway.
Whoop.
Oh.
Whoop.
Oh, that was awkward.
Sounds like the end of our show.
All right. It really is the end of our show. Gonna end with this quick song, and then we're gonna get the hell out of here because we have better things to do. I'm just kidding. We don't have better things to do. I'm probably gonna go back to my room and
not a damn thing.
I'm gonna blog for the show. So,
and by blog you mean masturbate, because you're not getting any.
You're right. I'm gonna go to UJizz right now.
I don't even know what that means. That's really weird.
You don't know?
Nope.
It's a porn site.
Yep. I don't dabble.
No.
Nope. I don't swim in the deep end.
Pornhub.
Nope.
Wow. All right. That's awkward. I'm more of a dude than you are. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
If by dude you mean whore, then yes, you are.
How many times do you call me a whore tonight?
Thrice.
No, it's been more than that. Okay, end of our show. Thanks for listening. Go to my blog. I will be blogging tonight about a bunch of random shit. I've been looking up a bunch of stuff today. So my blog, Loose Lips with two S's on the end, .blogspot.com. I have a lot of cool stuff where you can look at the fakest boobs in the celebrity scene. And there's this one at the end. This lady has like basketball sized tits. So go check that out. Same time, same place next week. This is DJ Lucky.
Chip. Ryan McIntosh, Light Skin Nation. Shout out to the 253. Love you, big bro.
Ryan will be here probably next week because we only have a couple shows left, which is really sad. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you.